another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 11 with verses 27 through 29. By faith, Moses left Egypt, not fearing the king's fury, for he persevered as if seeing the one who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith they crossed the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted, they were drowned. Faith keeps singing when other tunes drown out. We keep dancing as others seem to give out. For we know what faith means in the soul of the devout. It means life eternal where the sun is waiting in heaven as to tout. What it means to be redeemed as faith never relies on the fleeting of doubt. But the guarantee from heaven that life is more than a shout. From those who seem stuck without luck, causing their pout. To cry tears of joy makes one overcome this doubt. That crying to the world where nothing seems to mount. Only the climbing we do in earnest where God first is our route. Paul speaks of faith as if to say, if you live without, God will allow you to pout. For by your free will, God gives you the right to obey or deny. One day you realize this is why we cry, tears if sadness, when God isn't on your side. But in the faith of others, who have learned to depend on Him first, where tears fall in joy, not sadness, from faith. We deny. We can't deny. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those who've asked us to said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others who are dealing with the war in Ukraine. Lord, we ask for miracles from your truth be sent to ordain. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 27 through 29. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Egypt, Moses Left by Faith. Egypt, Moses left by faith, fearing not fury of king. Invisible God, he persevered without waste. Passover kept faith in his being to taste. Firstborn destroyer, them touch not, blood sprinkled theirs, forgotten spot. The sea called red, crossed by a lot. Faith crossed alive, drowning the Egyptians, now forgot. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 18, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing today at 6:09. We continue to lift up the Word of God each day as we utter universally what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Thanks again for joining us today, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. It's a day of charity for us. We're out and about helping those in need. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to concede your love. We bleed. Amen. My good friends John and Marie, God bless you guys. Have a good day. We speak of you in peace each morning. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.